Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast, your source for hot off the press Disney news. Welcome to episode number 51 for Tuesday, June 11th, 2013. My name is Park Hopper John, and I am joined by the lovely Park Hopper Sid.
Good evening, everyone.
And we come to you from the www.parkhoppers.com website. As always, we are joined by the incredible Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
And our venerable awesomeness mayor, Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Welcome, kids. Gather around.
We have a great show for you today, including ice cream, cruise info, and Car Masters Weekend. We've got details about a meetup and so much more. But before we get into that, we have this week's movie quote contest from Tony Castelnova. Take it away, Tone.
Hey, I know a joke. A squirrel walks up to a tree and says, "I forgot to store acorns for the winter, and now I'm dead." Ha! It's funny, because the squirrel gets dead. Okay, if you know, actually, I'll give you this. If you know the movie and the character that said that, for bonus points, this is what you need to do. You need to email us at thecrew@disneyparkspodcast.com. Or give us a call at 407-476-8898. And if you give us the correct answer, you will get this great prize package. One will be a Disney by the Number pin. And second, our friend Park Hopper John is going to Disneyland Paris. He's making his Mickey ears. And he will bring back a Disneyland Paris pin. Now, you can't ask which one, but John will bring back a great pin of his choosing for you. So, email us or phone call. Either way, leave your name and your email address, and we will get this prize package out to you.
It's going to be awesome. That's a great giveaway. I'm very happy to be able to do that. Trust me, it won't be a $25 pin. Sorry, guys. But it would be pretty awesome, and it'll be from Paris. And we'll have some great stories to tell. I am so excited about being able to go over to Paris for a few days. And my life is horrible, and my wife is shooting me dirty looks right now. So I will move forward. Hey, everybody, this weekend is Father's Day, and Father's Day at Disney, at least at Walt Disney World, means it's time for Car Masters Weekend. And all weekend long, there's going to be a lot of great events. We've talked about it in previous episodes, but we are having an incredibly awesome meetup this weekend, Saturday, at Downtown Disney. We're going to meet between Wolfgang Puck's and Bongo's near the waterfall area on Saturday at 2 p.m. You can come meet the entire Disney Parks Podcast team, meet up with other Disney fans, and also make new Disney friends, because that's really what it is all about, building a community, having a great time. We're going to be walking around and checking out the cars and some of the other events happening, and we're probably going to be holing up somewhere and eating at some point. I can always guarantee with the Disney Parks Podcast crew, there's always going to be food. Can I get an amen from the crowd?
And ice cream.
Amen. And ice cream. So we look forward to seeing you guys there. Please come and join us. There is no RSVP required. Even if you can't stay for very long, come on out and say hi. And we want to remind you, you can always find all of our upcoming events in one place. Just go to DisneyParksPodcast.com and click on the events tab, and that will take you to our events page. This is where you can find out all of the up-to-the-minute information on where you can come and meet and hang out with the Disney Parks Podcast crew.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. And another thing everybody's been looking forward to is the long-awaited Les Artisans de Glace opening this week in the France Pavilion over at World Showcase in Epcot. So far, this ice cream shop has surpassed all expectations. Recently, my friend Sarah and I got to give it a try in person, and I just want to thank Chip from Chip & Company for providing us with this wonderful opportunity. You can read Sarah's full review and my little paragraph at Chip & Company, and we will include a link to that in the show notes for you at DisneyParksPodcast.com. I also filmed a really short impromptu video of my first bite and an unscripted opinion of one of the flavors. And it's a really bad video, but I think you've probably seen it if you are following us on Twitter and Facebook. But with 16 decadent flavors of ice cream and sorbet, along with the option of topping them with three liqueurs, it is a great stop for both grown-ups and kids. This space, formerly occupied by the old Bellagerie Patisserie, is a perfect location for the new sweet stop. And featuring 16 icy delicious flavors and an extra surprise, this place is already an instant hit, especially because we are already in the hot Orlando summer. The bright, airy shop features pastel colors and an old world structural touches. I also like the milk jug theming around the shop. Cones are classic waffle style, and guests have the choice of ordering their ice cream or sorbet in one or two scoop sizes in either a cone or a cup. The current flavors, subject to change right now, are for ice cream, you can do vanilla, chocolate, mint chocolate, pistachio, hazelnut, profiterole, which is the one I had with the little chocolate-covered pretzels in it. It's pretty good.
Yeah, right?
Caramel fleur de sol, cherry, cocoa white chocolate, and coffee. For sorbet, you can go with strawberry, mango, melon, lemon, pomegranate, mixed berries. And there's another fun option for those who'd like to indulge just a bit more. You can order your ice cream or sorbet with an alcohol topper. They call it an ice cream martini. And these are served in martini glasses and come with your choice of three select liqueurs. You can choose from Grand Marnier, Clement Rum from Marnatique, if I'm saying that right. And there's also a whipped cream flavored Epic Vodka that you can choose from those three. Now, the pricing is going to be $3.99 for one scoop, $6.99 for two scoops, and two scoops of ice cream or sorbet served in a martini glass with a shot of the either one of those liqueurs is going to run you $11.50. They also have a bottle of water on the menu for $2.50. So I guess in case you need to wash down your ice cream with that. So it's a great little place. You got to give it a try. Has anybody tried it here on the podcast besides me so
far? Not yet. But, sorry, so, Krista, this is in the old French place where they used to have the pastries, correct?
Yeah, I remember that. The little tiny French bakery.
Right,
and then they went ahead and made the wonderful new big French bakery that they have now.
Right.
And they turned the little old French bakery into this ice cream shop. And it is darling. I love the colors that they put in there. Okay.
So the inside footprint really didn't change then for that store. It's still small.
Right. Yeah. And there's still no tables. There's nowhere to sit inside. You still got to go out and try to find a table and chairs in France or elsewhere. But
as your ice cream melts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess you can run over to the pastry place and eat inside there.
That too. Yeah. If you can get a table there, that would work. Yeah.
So which flavor did you have?
Profiterole. That's the one I got. It was a real creamy vanilla. Not super creamy, but like kind of a lighter texture vanilla, and it has little thin pretzel sticks in it covered with chocolate.
Wow, that sounds good. And was it good? Would you go back for more? Or did you go back for more?
I haven't yet, but I just haven't had a lot of time.
So. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, ice cream in this summer, it's a great combination. So I hope everybody can give it a try.
All right, so the ice cream place next to Club Cool, that's being turned into something else, right?
That is going to be a Starbucks.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So now this is one of the rare places to get ice cream? I mean...
Well, there's the stands where you can get the Mickey hat on a stick or the popsicles and things like that.
Besides your regular Disney on a stick
stuff. Like hand-scooped ice cream?
Yeah.
I think that's what you...
Yeah,
right? I think that is pretty hard to find now that you mention it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Other than like your delis and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we know the ice stuff over in Japan that you get. Somebody told me, and I'm going to have to go try this after I go try this ice cream, that they sell a frozen Kirin beer. It's like
Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. They brought that over. I think that was last year. They started doing the frozen beer in the Japan Pavilion. I've heard it's pretty good. I'm not I don't really like beer, so I haven't tried
it. I love Kirin beer. I may have to go try it.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
I sense a road trip in our future, Tony.
Well, I know I'll definitely be there for food and wine.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot. <will. laughs> but yeah, maybe I'll have to do it beforehand.
Well, you guys can have your road trip. And Krista and I can gather the ladies together, and we can go have a girls' day. Yeah. And then we'll just see who had more fun.
We will, because I was willing.
It could be a dangerous contest.
We could just, you know, meet at the tequila bar at the end of the day.
Ours will involve frozen beer and ice cream. I think that right there is fun.
There you go.
I think ours will involve ice cream and the Grand Marnier slushie. And anything else ringing your bell, Krista?
Ice cream with the whipped cream vodka on top sounds pretty good to me.
I don't know. The rum from Martinique sounds pretty darn good.
Yeah, it all sounds good.
I don't know. You know, Krista, I am going to be a bachelorette for about 13 days while I get rid of my husband.
While your husband's in Disneyland Paris. Yes.
Oh, in Ireland.
Can't forget about that.
By Disney in Ireland.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Yeah. When you know, when I get back, we'll definitely talk about the trip. But yeah, I'm very much looking forward to being in Paris. And I'll let you guys know if there's anything like, wouldn't it be funny if you go to the Disneyland Paris and there's like a Baskin Robbins?
Yeah, they don't have French ice cream.
Yeah, wouldn't it be hilarious?
You can't get a French press.
No,
you can't. There's no French fries, no French bread.
They're pommes frites.
Yeah.
And baguette.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, watch your language. This is a G-rated show.
Well,
can they let you on it?
Okay.
Dum-bum.
Well, the Disney Wonder has returned to Alaska for another summer season, exploring the grandeur of America's 49th state. Famous Disney characters will meet and greet guests in some of their finest northern-themed attire. Mickey is decked out in an Alaskan fisherman's gear. Minnie dons a stylish parka, and Goofy's ready to explore a glacier, while Donald is dressed ready to pan for gold. Unique culinary offerings on the Wonder will include the Taste of Alaska dinner menu, and that's going to include Alaskan king crab legs, Alaskan salmon, and juniper spiced elk tenderloin, for those of you who are into that kind of thing, and cooking demonstrations with wild Alaskan salmon and halibut. One of the favorites is the barbecue on the upper decks while the ship passes through Tracy Arm Fjord. Signature port adventures are enhanced with experiences exclusively available to Disney Cruise Line guests. There's the Glacier Dog Musher for a Day, which takes you by helicopter to an awe-inspiring glacier where you'll meet the crew of Alaska Hilly Mush and get a behind-the-scenes tour along with the opportunity to meet the sled dog puppies up close and take a ride with a sled dog team in training for the Iditarod.
I'd
be trying to smuggle a puppy home. Disney's Alaskan Cruise has special onboard youth offerings tying into the area's culture and natural habitats. Kids can interact with park rangers on board to earn their junior ranger status and create a take-home video highlighting environmental aspects of the cruise. Port guides also introduce children and teens to the unique cultural and natural aspects of each Alaska port. Every port offers port adventures for families to enjoy together, but many tours also integrate separate activities so kids can hang out with youth counselors from the ship while parents have a good time on their own. On board the White Pass and Yukon Railway, children can ride in a kids-only car with sing-alongs and games, and adults can enjoy champagne or cider in their own rail car. If you sailed on a Disney cruise line to Alaska, please email us at thecrew@disneyparkspodcast.com or call us and let us know what you liked most about it. We would love to hear your story, and maybe we'll invite you on the show and talk about it. I've always wanted to visit Alaska. I've always wanted to cruise to Alaska.
Me too. On the bucket list.
Yeah, I've heard from numerous people that have not, you know, done the Disney cruise, but have been to Alaska on a cruise, and they love it. And the railroad stuff up there is also pretty breathtaking, though. I'd like to go up there just to see the people from The Deadliest Catch.
That does not surprise me about you.
I mean, those people are crazy. I mean, to be out on a fishing boat in 30-foot seas in the dead of winter, that's nuts.
Well, I got to go a long time ago in my previous life. I I got to go with a band up to Greenland, and we went to Thule Air Force Base, which is pretty much the top of the world. And we were 100 miles from the North Pole, and we were surrounded by glaciers and snow, and it was an incredible experience. And one day, I remember they were taking us to a specific spot, and we could look across this lake, and we saw lights, we saw fires, we saw little campfires, and we saw lights with, you know, houses with lighting. And I said, "What's going on over there?" And he said, "Oh, those are the Eskimos." And I said, "Wait, that's Alaska?" And he says, no, it's still Greenland, but, you know, we just call everybody Eskimos." And it was surreal. I would love to go to Alaska to see, mm-hmm. you know, the native Alaskans in their home habitat, because it's just, if it's at the right time of year when, you know, it's just calm and peaceful and it's quiet, it's a whole different level of quiet when you're surrounded by, you know, really nothing. It's amazing. I love it.
Question that was on there's a travel agency that I follow on Facebook, and they had actually asked recently, if you could go anywhere on a Disney cruise line, where would you go? And the first half dozen people, I think, all wrote anywhere. And then, and the more I thought about it, this is the cruise I want to take. I love all the warm weather. I love, you know, being out on the beaches, but this one just seems to have so much more to offer that I would just absolutely love to take this one. So I'm very excited about this personally.
So John, do we know what port this ship will come out of?
We do, actually. I think last year it came out of Seattle, which a lot of people said was a better choice because it was a lot more convenient for Americans to just drive over, fly over to Seattle. This year they're coming out of Vancouver, which Vancouver's a cool town if you can get up there a day early and spend some time, but it is a wee bit of a hassle, you know, if you're flying in trying to connect a flight in Vancouver, go through customs, then get on the boat, you know, go to the port, go through customs, you know, it can be a wee bit of a hassle. But this one's coming out of Vancouver. maybe next year it'll go back to Seattle. But
yeah, so that's two custom visits in one trip, which could be annoying.
Yeah,
but Vancouver is absolutely beautiful, and if you are a fan of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, he, I think, spends a lot of time in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, Tony, we can find you food, and I know that's important to you.
Yeah, that is.
If you're interested in taking the Alaska cruise, we encourage you to go out and visit KingdomMagic.com. They're our preferred travel agent, and they will take great care of you, and they will be able to answer all of your questions, how to get through customs, how to get to Vancouver, and any other questions you have. The fine folks over at Kingdom Magic Vacations, KingdomMagic.com, will take great care of you.
Yes, they will. Okay, so moving on to some other interesting news. I'm excited because I am heading to the D23 Expo again this year, which will be in August, and it should be a hoot and a holler and a bunch of fun. And D23 is slowly starting to release some information about the expo this year. So we know that there's going to be a great musical act on Saturday night, and we'll talk about that later. But they just released some information about the silent auction. And each year they have a silent auction. I can't say each year. Each other year, because the expo is every other year. They have a silent auction where they auction away some great Disneyana memorabilia that you really can't get anywhere else. You have to get this stuff from Disney because Disney loves to sell this stuff and make money on it and, you know, almost give back to the fans some stuff. So this is just a short list of some of the stuff that will be at the silent auction this year. Number one will be Matterhorn bobsled tandem vehicles. Now, if you've ever wanted to own a piece of an attraction, this is your chance. So they're auctioning off, it's a set of two. They're tandem, that's what tandem means, set of two. And you can own a piece of the Matterhorn bobsleds. The next thing on the list is a Mickey Mouse Club drum. Now, I remember the Mickey Mouse Club, and I'm probably dating myself, back in the day. But this Mickey Mouse Club drum prop, which was previously displayed at Mickey's of Glendale at the Walt Disney Imagineering. If you don't know what Mickey's of Glendale is, Mickey of Glendale's is a private store for the Walt Disney Imagineering Group. So they have their own little Disney store, and it's called Mickey's of Glendale. You can get to Mickey's of Glendale a couple different ways, actually, if you ever want to go there. D23, if you remember, they a couple times a year have a little shopping spree to Mickey's of Glendale. And the other way, I think, is through Adventures by Disney. The third item up for auction is the Siamese Cats, Si and Am props. So for years, these two felines were used at were display pieces in Disney's Hollywood Studios here in Walt Disney World Resort here in Florida. So if you are a big fan of this movie and you want the Siamese Cats as part of your collection, if you're a cat fan, now's your chance to grab these little props.
John, are you listening?
The next item is, if you're a pin collector, this is for you. This is 100 Mickey's pin set. So if you're a pin trader, this one is for you. Developed back in 2002 for the celebration of the 100th birthday of Walt Disney, this framed commemorative pin set includes 100 limited edition pins inspired by artwork by the artist Chris Robinson and featuring American icon Mickey Mouse. So this is 100 limited edition pins already framed, ready to hang up on your wall. Boom, you're done. So get your paddle out because you're going to want to bid on that. And the last item they announced is Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse oversized chair. This is an oversized metal chair that was once used as a photo opportunity at the Magic Kingdom Park in Walt Disney World here in Florida. And it features Mickey and Minnie, who are bound to bring a loving comfort and a hearty decor to your home. And when they say oversized, it measures 16 feet tall and 6 feet wide. So you can definitely fit more than one person on the seat. So those are the items that they've announced so far. I'm sure they're going to start rolling out some other stuff as they get closer to August. Sarah, anything you're going to be bidding on, or Krista, or John?
Well, Tony, honestly, between the bobsleds that I have a lovely memory. That was my first real vivid memory of going to Disneyland, was my lovely husband deciding when we rode the Matterhorn that he was going to be a smart aleck and put his hands up. And the Matterhorn was built in a time when people did not do that on roller coasters, or they were midgets. I'm not sure. But we go into a tunnel and he slams his knuckles. He comes off the ride and not like dripping and, you know, gashed, but all of his knuckles are all scraped up and bleeding.
Oh my Great goodness. Image. Are
I'm,
you
I'm
serious?
Gonna, I'm, wow. Yeah, I'm going to bid on it, hoping to get the one that's covered with my blood. I'm going to do DNA testing, just like CSI, and find the one that's got the, yeah, that's
the one.
I
can't even believe that, because you know you're not the first one that did that.
Yeah, but I won't, you know.
How long was it like that in cutting people before they...
They did...
No, that was
still
a few
that
years
way.
Ago, Krista.
That was a couple years ago.
I can't believe that. Wow.
I, you well, know, they tell you to keep your arms in the ride.
They're not kidding.
Yeah, they were not sympathetic. I mean, they were very polite, but they were kind of like, well, we told you.
The thing about the bidding on this stuff, you know, the amount of money that you would have disposable income to get anything really, really amazing. Like, I can't even imagine what the Siamese cats are going to go for. I can barely imagine what the Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse oversized chair are going to be. You know,
oh, my gosh.
And of course, I would love to have it. I would love to have anything. The drum, because I play drums, I would kill for the Mickey Mouse Club drum. I mean, that would just be...
These have got to be north of $5,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's never. I'd have to sell my truck, and maybe put a bid on it, but you know, I couldn't. But Lord knows, I mean, could you imagine?
I would love to get that for you, baby.
I know you would, but you know.
One thing I should mention is that you can't go to this auction. You have to pay an additional, I believe it's $16 to, you know. So if you just want to go see people spend their money, it'll cost you an additional $16 to do so.
Well, if you would like a celebration a little closer to home, Monsters University is having their Monsters University Bash at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and it's its next limited time magic surprise. The Monsters University Homecoming Celebration begins on June 14th and will continue for the entire monstrous summer at Disney Hollywood Studios. The fun starts at 6 p.m. in the park and will feature our DJ, Monster of Scaramonies, spinning the hits while you take part in games and activities across the quad. During the party, the Monsters of Rock, Scare Supply, will be on stage playing a medley of monster mashups before they're joined by Mike Wazowski and James P. Sully Sullivan, and the Monsters University cheerleaders will also lead the Monster University fight song to keep the energy up during the bash. Join us for this limited time magic pep rally, because I know we are all going to be there. It's of enormous proportions, and it's in the evenings, again, at Disney Hollywood Studios from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it begins next week. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to continuing the dancing that Miss Krista Joy and I started at the 24 hours to celebrate the Monsters University at Magic Kingdom a few weeks ago. And this just sounds like it might be our place to do that, Krista.
We know how to cut the rug.
Do we have any idea where they're actually housing this? Where are they putting this?
On the Star Wars stage in front of the hat.
Oh, well,
they're not taking that stage down. They're going to leave it up all summer.
Are they going to take the hat down while they're leaving the stage up?
I wish they would.
Guys, don't even get started.
Oh, all right.
One of you can walk in the other room and smack you upside the head.
That makes sense. I mean, this would be great. I'm looking forward to this. Yeah. You know what? Anything except for High School Musical.
God, yes.
It's not that bad, John.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's terrible.
After 7 years, it was a little old.
Well, you're two old men. You're supposed to think it's awful. But, you know, this is entertaining for families.
You know, these kids today playing their loud rock and roll music and your Elvis Presley and your...
And when you have 30-year-olds trying to play high schoolers.
Oh, that's creepy.
That's what that was. I mean, like, you know, these adults trying to go, hey, I'm hip, I'm cool, I'm like... It was terrible.
I have a hat.
Yeah,
Check it out.
Yeah, it was terrible. Call the Disney Parks Podcast at 407-476-8898 to leave a message 24 hours a day. You can also email us questions and comments at thecrew@disneyparkpodcast.com. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/DisneyPKPodcast. Follow us on Twitter for all you Twitter lovers at DisneyPKPodcast. Help us out by subscribing to us on iTunes. Rate us, review us, leave us a little note, and we will respond to you there as well. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio On Demand. Visit us at Disney Parks Podcast, where you can find all of our shows, our show notes, and leave us a comment. Join us next Tuesday for more news, rumors from all around the Disney parks, and we'll see you in the parks. I am Tony Casano from Disney by the Numbers, and I ask that you stop by DisneyByTheNumbers.com, where you can read our news, our blog, see videos, sign up for our newsletter, and check out our photos and all the other good stuff that we have at DisneyByTheNumbers.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/DBTN page. I know that's a little hard, but you can follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter at DBTN. You can find us on YouTube by searching for Disney by the Numbers. You can sign up for our newsletter at DisneyByTheNumbers.com or go out to iTunes and search for WDW DBTN Facts. And you can go out to iTunes and get our iPhone app, which you can use on your iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Check out WDW DBTN Facts on iTunes.
Well, I'm Park Hopper John, and I come to you from the www.parkhoppers.com website. You can find us on the internet at www.wdwparkhoppers.com. You can find us all across the social media platforms on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, at WDW Park Hoppers. Please sign up for our newsletter. We have a lot of great information, a lot of fun stuff that we're putting in there. And you can always sign up to get our blog post articles sent directly to your email for absolutely free. We also encourage you to go out to teamparkhoppers.com and Team Park Hoppers on Facebook. Help us to raise money while we're running and having a great time at all these great Run Disney events.
Hi, this is Krista from DisneyWays.com, where our mission includes bringing you exciting Disney news and information that's also sprinkled with Disney Ways treasures you won't find anywhere else. We want to help answer your Disney-related questions. We do post every single day, so we hope you subscribe to our updates by email. We do have monthly prizes for our subscribers, so you're automatically entered just for subscribing, and you'll be kept up to date with our coming events and all the things we have going on at Disney Ways. We can also be found at Twitter at Disney Ways, and we do have a YouTube channel that's a work in progress, but we'd love to have you there too. So check us out on the web.